FM. Today, thousands of South Australian students are completing their final day of high school. So shout out to all the mums and dads and families and students. And oh, it's such a big day, including my Gracie, my eldest. Oh my gosh, I'm feeling so emotional about it. So I wrote her a little bit of a letter, and I think hopefully that some of those messages might, you know, resonate with parents and their feelings, and even those who've got little kids, because it goes so fast, and you might be about to send your kid off to reception. Oh, next year, Laddie starts school.
Yes, he starts school in January next year.
Oh my gosh! Very exciting. Before you know it, Laddie will be out the other end, because I remember Grace's first day of school so clearly.
And the thing is, everybody says it to you. Oh, your kids will grow up so
blink
fast.
Blink and you'll miss it. Blink feels and you'll miss like it. Yesterday. They're all cliches, but they're so true.
And then it happens and you look at it and you're like, oh my God, you're now a little adult.
I know. So I've written this little letter to Grace. Dear Gracie, on your first day of school, you were only 4 years old. You were so little, you could hardly carry your big blue backpack. Your hair was long and curly and your nervous little face was shiny with sunscreen. You didn't cry when I left you in your classroom, but I did. I'm sorry the last two of your years of your school life were in COVID times. I know this means you and your friends missed out on many experiences that you'd worked towards and you really deserved. I can only hope this made you more resilient and has given you greater perspective. I'm sorry for all the times I yelled in the background while you were talking to your class on Zoom. Last night, we watched you win an award for your leadership. Your whole family was bursting with pride when we heard your name read out. You've always been a leader. You've had to be. As the oldest of three girls, and with the long hours that we've worked, I know and I appreciate that you've always had a lot of responsibility and independence. So to see you recognised for those skills makes us incredibly proud and really relieved, to be honest. I know you've been under a lot of pressure in Year 12, and I've learned that me saying I've been through it and it's fine is not helpful nor constructive. I'm sorry for all the times I didn't know what to say to make it better. Please don't put too much pressure on yourself over your final results. I know you don't see it now, but they'll not define your success in life, and we know that you've done your very best, and that is all that we've ever asked of you. Your future and your career are going to take so many turns. You're going to face setbacks, and it's how you deal with those disappointments that will help shape your character. So today, as you head off on your last day of school and your long curly hair is now short, and that's because you just cut it all off to raise money for the Leukemia Foundation, and that's a testament to your empathy, which is one of your greatest strengths. Enjoy today, relish every moment with your friends and with your wonderful teachers. Please be good and don't wreck your uniform. I want to hand it down to your sisters. I love you. Love, Mama.
Aww. Aww, get around here.
Very nice.
Oh, God, hold it together from the start. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, you've done an incredible job. She's a wonderful young human being. She'll be very proud.
Oh, thank you. As I said, I am relieved because, yeah.
She got there.
She got there. One down, two to go. Yeah. So all the Year 12 students today, have the best day. Yeah. Good luck for your exams. As I said, just don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah, cool. Well said. Yeah. Well said.
And feel free to tear strips off your dress.
No, don't touch your dress. It was expensive.
Don't put too much pressure on yourself. You're not the one trying to get into medicine. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.